I'm going to need you to stop.
What?
With your little songs.
Why are you so fucking high up? Sit down, will you? There we are now. Now we're on the same level.
I'm going to need you to stop with your little songs that are like, why do you hate women and children? And why do you want to kick them when they're down?
I never do that. The fact that you would take this opportunity to incriminate me like that just shows your true character.
You always are like, you hate the disadvantaged. And I'm just like, if somebody hears this, yeah, they're going to start to believe it.
Yeah, well, you better stop singing it then.
Oh, God.
You're making a show of yourself.
Anyway, you're making a show of me.
Right. What do you think gives you the fucking right to swan in here and start shouting things like that?
Because I'm the lead host.
Oh, shit.
You're my assistant.
Have we ever decided on that? Who's the lead host?
Well, there
who's
isn't the one. We're literally co-hosts.
Co-anchors.
Anchor is a cool word, yeah, isn't it?
It is if you're captain of a ship. If you're Captain Phillips.
I was going to say Captain Hook. That just shows the difference between us, doesn't it?
You're just living in Neverland. And I'm living in the real world.
Where there's many, many evils around every corner.
Is both of them related to pirates?
Yeah, they are. I think that's why we both said them. That was the whole point.
No, I was thinking of a captain of a ship. So you were thinking of a fictional pirate.
We don't know if he was fictional.
Captain Hook could have been a real person. You know, you didn't like the movie Hook, didn't you not? Robin Williams.
I don't think so. Is it kind of scary?
I don't think so, no. It's a children's film. Like, it was a big, big movie. I know we always talk about big, big movies, but...
No, I loved the Peter Pan, like the live action version.
Live action version?
Oh my God, like where there's real people in it, like not a cartoon.
This wasn't a cartoon with Robin Williams in it.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that. There's a few years later, there was one made where, like, it feels so weird to say it now because, like, he was a child, but the sexiest Peter Pan ever.
But you were thinking that.
I was a child as well. Yeah.
Funny. So you were like, whoa, sexy.
That was the first time I ever watched a movie and I was like, wow.
Wow. But hang on now. So was he just a child the whole way through then?
Yeah.
What fucking movie was this? It was just called Peter Pan.
Peter Pan, I think, yeah.
Missed that one.
Yeah,
you probably
did.
Did you watch it with...
I think he might kiss someone in it as well.
Here was me thinking he was gay.
Did you think that?
No, I didn't. But his...
No, that guy specifically.
His outfit was quite gay.
His outfit was very camp. No.
Campus.
No, I'm thinking of the word, or I'm thinking of the outfit that Robin Hood wore.
Hang on.
Different. Now. We're very sidetracked now.
We are. Are we going to get into the show about the show? Why keep calling it a show?
It is a show.
Are we going to address the fact that I'm not wearing headphones and you're wearing headphones?
Yeah, why are you not wearing headphones? Sick of listening to me?
No, I can still hear you.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't like to pretend I'm... working in Beat FM.
They wear headphones every fucking day.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you're doing.
Do you not like to listen to yourself?
No, but I can still hear myself when I'm talking. I find them distracting.
What? Distracting? They literally are the opposite to me. They make me feel locked in. I'm like, headphones are on, focus on the podcast.
It's because you're... What was that?
Just grooming you.
Let's talk about...
Yeah, should we introduce the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to Should I Bother? On this podcast, we're trying the things that people say you should try. So, you know the way...
Sorry, go on. So, you know the way, like, people say you should try that thing?
You know the way you only have so many hours in a day and days in a week and you're constantly being bombarded by things that you should do?
Yeah.
Right? We're taking those things. Hmm. We're putting them under a microscope. We're looking at them. We're looking at the research. We're doing them.
Yeah.
And we're coming back to you and we're saying, listen, you shouldn't bother with that.
Yeah.
I know everyone says it, but you shouldn't bother.
Or
you should bother.
Or you should bother.
This week... Spring has nearly sprung.
Yeah.
So we're planting a herb garden.
Yeah.
Or if you're in America, an herb garden.
What's up, Herb? Hey, Herb.
So like in America, is everyone that's called Herb, Herb. What about the movie Herbie Fully Loaded?
Yeah, I don't know. Did I say Herbie? No, I
couldn't. Surely not, because it's an American movie. But then it's like, then you're hypocrites, lads. If you're saying, oh, that's an herb garden, but that car is Herbie.
Herbert. Herbie. Yeah.
Herbert.
What's worse? What's a worse name? Herbert or Hubert? Or Pubert?
Oh, Pubert probably is, Pubert, is the worst. No,
there was a lad in our school in Paul's year called Peter, and his nickname was Pubert.
That's lousy.
Yeah. Short kids for puberty.
Like, kids are so mean, aren't they?
I actually think it was one of the teachers that gave him that.
I don't know.
There was a very quick-witted teacher in our school.
Like, and what? It's like, oh, you're going to hit puberty someday.
Well, pubert. I'm actually not really sure.
Like, but why him? Like, that's lousy. He probably has to do a lot of therapy because of that.
Because he actually never did hit puberty in the end.
Oh, it was just ironic.
He's now 35. Yeah, well, I think Hubert's worse.
Okay.
Record. Do you also think there is a podcast out there with Hubert on it being like, what do you think's worse, Gary or Jerry?
Probably.
My name gets a lot of stick. Like,
it gets a bit of stick.
Unnecessary stick.
Yeah.
What's been your highlight of the week?
Oh, God.
Go on.
My highlight of the week was probably that I didn't have to chase anyone in the gym.
Oh.
This time we went back. I almost didn't do the Friday class because of the games. Mm. If you haven't listened to our episode on magnesium, I had a traumatizing gym experience.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went back yesterday, couple of games. The traumatizing part was the coach talking to us in Spanish, and when we said we didn't understand, continuously saying it in Spanish, but slower. And we were like, oh God.
This is what it's like when people speak English louder and slower.
Yeah.
To people that can't speak English.
Yeah. So like us.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah. So we really experienced that, and everyone was just standing around being like, you are fucking thick.
You don't get it.
Yeah. So that was kind of traumatizing in a different way. But that was just our fault.
That was your highlight?
That was my highlight of the week.
I was going to say,
no, I survived the game.
When we switched from using rice with the chili to pasta with the chili. And that's how slow this week was.
Yeah, it was a slow week, wasn't it? Week, yeah. Do you know what I was thinking of during the week, actually?
What were you thinking of during the week, Stephanie?
How slow the week was.
Go on.
I was thinking, isn't it ridiculous that when you're... So, like, I don't know how it is in the rest of the world, but in Ireland, when you're like 18, you do the Leaving Cert, which is awful. And then based off that, you either get into a college course you want or not, pretty much.
Right.
So in the Leaving Cert, though, you do all these different subjects that are going to have absolutely fuck all to do with what you do in college. Yeah. And I was like, what if there's someone who has the potential to be like the world's best brain surgeon, right? And it's like, sorry, you can't be a brain surgeon because your Irish grammar isn't good enough. But isn't that weird? Like,
you know what is weirder?
Wow.
And I was thinking about this during the week. This is how slow the week was. And I don't know if, I know it's a very childish thing to say.
Wow.
Aren't poos kind of weird? Like,
what the actual?
I know. But stick with me, right? Bear with me. It's weird enough that we eat food through a hole in our face.
No.
And that, and the thing is, it's also, we're conditioned in a way to be uncomfortable to talk about it. Do you know what I mean?
Even though, like, literally everybody, like, 99.9% of the population does. Well, like, if you have a little bag, you don't.
You still poo, I suppose.
Yeah, like, but in a different way.
You still need to get rid of waste.
That's true. You're still expelling waste out of your body.
Every day. And every animal's the same.
Yeah, it's so weird, isn't it? It's just like, nobody in goes this, out goes that.
And we don't talk about it. It's just your body just processes it, just like, waste. Get rid of that, waste.
Yeah, it's like a little factory going on.
It's so fucking weird.
That brings me to the next thing. Did I say this in the podcast before about you being like, just going for a shite?
You say that, Stephanie. And now you're actually trying to turn it on me.
Fuck off. I'm just
going to use the loo. Just going to the loo.
Sorry, if you're listening, like, obviously.
What?
You know that I don't say it, I'm going for shy. Gary says that, and that has to be my number one ick, even though I kind of hate like people talking about icks.
I said it one time when I was working in DCU.
Said what?
I said to one of the lads, I'll be out there in a minute, I'm just going to go for a quick shite. And one of the women who worked in the office was just passing me. Like I said it, he was behind me. And I said it to him, I was back, just going to go for a quick shite. And then I turned around, she was walking towards me and she looked at me and kind of just smiled. Oh no.
Enjoy that now.
I wish she didn't hear that. Because she was a really nice woman, Mary, small little woman.
Oh God.
And I'm just after being like, I'm going for a shite, Mary.
Yeah, do you hear?
I heard it then.
What you sound like. Sometimes I think you're saying it to be cool.
No, in front of you.
Like. I think, like, because...
Why would that be a cool thing to say?
Do you know the way when you... I don't know. I don't think it is. I think it's a cool thing to say. Like you went through a brief phase of whenever I was giving out, you'd be like, oh, why are you crying? And I was like, I'm going to murder you in your sleep.
I don't think that happened.
That did.
You went through a brief phase of dabbing every fucking Wednesday. Doing a dab to everything.
I'm getting pissed off. We're not going to be able to...
All right, well, let's start talking about growing herb gardens then.
So, herb gardens, Gary.
Okay. So, my biggest question is, why on earth do Lidl, Tesco, Aldi...
And the rest.
And the fucking rest of them not have a sign beside all their basil plants that say, you're going to kill this. It's a guarantee you're going to bring this home and kill it fucking dead. And then be like, oh, basil shit, it only lasts a week or two. Why not tell people that?
Yeah, like, and a week or two is very ambitious. Yeah, like I'd say it's about 10 minutes.
It's, well, it's kind of like,
it's kind of like use it once, use it today, yeah. Right? Yeah. And unless the meal that you're planning tomorrow has basil in it, it's dead. It's gone. That's it. Forget about it.
Yeah.
But you bought this plant and each time you're going to think you're going to keep it alive. You're going to repot it into a bigger pot and you're going to have an endless supply of basil.
Forget it.
And every time they're obviously just not made to last, whatever they do to those fucking plants.
Yeah.
I think they kind of half kill them off. They don't water them. So it's kind of like.
Who doesn't water
right?
Tesco?
Tesco don't. Allegedly.
Allegedly, you alleged that.
That's why though I'm kind of dying to do this episode because like we've all been there.
Yeah,
we've all bought that plant. Mm. I would say a lot of people listening have tried to grow their own herb garden as well. We have. Mm. My sister Nicole has now. Mm. Hers was actually fairly thriving.
Say, yeah, hers was the only successful one I've ever seen.
Yeah,
that was an outdoor herb garden.
Yeah, but. It was during that time where you weren't allowed to do anything else. You weren't allowed to leave the house. I don't want to say it. The C word. Or the L word. Or the P word.
What's that? L word?
Oh.
What's P?
Damn.
Oh, okay.
Peter. Peter Pan.
Stinker Bell.
So, a lot of time to...
To tend to her garden.
To tend.
Which is that's a euphemism weird. Or something, is it? Tend to my garden? Tend to my...
Yeah, like what do you think it could be a euphemism for? You're a pervert. You're a pervert.
You're pubert. I think that's what's related. It's related to not being a pubert.
But yeah, this is something that I felt like for most of my adult life.
Why would you feel it? Because you don't cook. So like what? You've no need for this. Why would...
I don't know. I think I have like a romanticized idea of myself, like picking little bits of mint off the mint plant and having a mint tea.
Mm.
And then be like, I prefer the tea bag.
Just taking it out when it's all black from the scalding hot water, throw it in the bin. Like, that was a waste of time. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Be like, that took me 5 months to grow.
Yeah. but mint, I always like the idea of having mint to make mojitos, but I don't even like mojitos.
Yeah, mojitos are a very introductory cocktail.
Yeah.
Like when you just start drinking cocktails. It's like mojitos are usually on offer.
Yeah, like when you're 18, you're chatting to people, you're like, do you like cocktails? You're like, yeah, I absolutely love mojitos.
Exactly.
Do you like mojitos as well?
Like, it's mojitos. Mainly fucking Sprite, like, isn't it? It's loads of Sprite in a mojito.
It's really sugary.
Really sugary, yeah.
You still drink mojitos?
I don't. Well, like, there's nothing wrong with mojitos, but I just fucking hate them.
Handle your drink, Stephanie. You couldn't hold your... No, you can't hold your piss, that's a guarantee.
No, I can't. You're getting it mixed up. I can't hold my piss. I can't hold my drink. I think anybody that has been around us drinking
knows how heavy we go on the drink.
Knows how you're the one that just cannot hold your drink.
You are
so bad at drinking. Like, you drink so fast.
That's not true.
And then you're like four in and you're like, that's what you're like.
You're making this
and
up.
And then like, sorry, okay. I don't know if I mentioned this before. What was it? 3 weeks ago, I had to put you around my shoulder. Well, like just your arm around my shoulder. I didn't have you slung over my shoulder. Yeah. And fucking walk you home.
Yeah.
And like undress you and put you into bed.
Yeah.
And give you a bowl beside the bed. And it was about 8:30.
The other day, we went for wine. Well, not wine. We went for lunch in our neighbor's house.
Yeah.
And you had 2 glasses of wine and you were tipsy and you were giggling. And you were going up onto the roof to check what the neighbors are doing because you're a nosy bitch. And then someone came down and was like, oh, we're having drinks and ours. And you were like, yeah, perfect. And you went over and you were tipsy when I got there as well.
Yeah, and I went drinking for the rest of the day like a big fucking legend and I was grand. I think, like, so many people have said it to me before that you can't handle your drink.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, but come on, who can handle their drink more?
Between me or you?
Yeah.
Me.
That is delusional if you think that.
Why are we pretending it's so cool to drink loads?
No, but I don't even mean that because
you do though.
Do I?
That's what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah. But you don't even, you mightn't even drink that much. It's just you drink so fast.
That's not true.
And then you just make an absolute show of the two of us.
So let's talk about herbs.
Yeah. Can I just have one more thing to say. Can I just say it?
Is it going
to
be abusive?
No, it's about herbs. I think you are going to get the biggest kick out of this, right?
Yeah.
There's herbs.
Right.
You're cooking dinner.
Yeah.
You're like, hang on, this recipe calls for a bit of parsley. Mm. Let me just scamper up to the roof.
Yeah.
Grab a bit, wash it off, chop it up, and then you'll be like,
Yeah.
Sprinkling it into the dinner. You'll be absolutely fucking jizzing yourself.
Cat sitting not so long ago. One of the best parts about the whole experience was there was a basil plant on the windowsill.
One of the best parts? What were the two cats?
The cats are nice
massive
too.
House.
And you could open the window, snip off a piece of basil.
That was nice.
Cut it up,
yeah.
Throw it in pasta, fresh.
Yeah.
Fucking lovely. Yeah.
And it was right at the window
yeah.
of the kitchen. It was very well situated.
That's what I said. But, yeah. You can repeat me.
The only thing is, like, are we going to be arsed? Because we're going to have to put this up on the roof, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's where we put our washing. Sometimes right. we're not arse bringing that back in.
Yeah.
And it could be there for months. No, days.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, we're in a bit of a tricky situation here because...
Why?
Well, if we were in Ireland now...
Yeah.
Yeah. we'd put them close to a window.
Right.
But here we don't have any windows.
No.
So we have like...
We have a tiny window in the door.
There's a tiny window in the door. There's a tiny window in the bathroom. There's a tiny window in the bedroom. And then there's a big glass door upstairs.
Yeah.
On a stairs. So you can't put them
you
there.
You can't put them
they
there.
They have to go outside. So, but then today is absolutely lashing rain. So I don't know if that would probably drown them all and kill them.
Yeah. So do they need a little shelter?
Well, I think... You start off growing them inside, and we'll talk about that next in our research.
Okay, let's get into that now, so because I'm dying to hear about it.
You sounded so bored there. That sounded so sarcastic. Yeah, let's get into that. I'm absolutely dying to hear. where did you start your research, Stephanie?
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Like, kind of, what's the whole point? Are herbs from a herb garden healthier than if you buy them in the shop?
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
The answer is yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So if you buy herbs from the supermarket, which most people do. And then it's like it goes, it's kind of slightly wilted sometimes and then it goes off really quickly. Yeah. They're saying that it's usually harvested like several days before. So once the herbs are harvested, they lose nutritional value. So if you're buying it in the shop, it's been harvested a while ago, and then it starts to use its own resources to stay alive. So it starts to use its own nutrients. So the nutritional value is just going down, down, down the longer that it's in the shop.
Yeah, so the nutrients go low, low,
low, low, low, low, low, low. Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur, with the fur. The whole club's looking at her.
So,
same is true for dried herbs. Unfortunately. Yeah, so they'll retain flavor and some of their nutritional value, but it's nowhere near the same as a fresh plant.
You can tell the difference.
You can.
Like when you go to cook a bit of fucking lamb or something or steak with fresh rosemary.
Oh.
Instead of dried rosemary.
Or fresh thyme and stuffing.
Fucking lovely.
Oh my God, it's completely different.
It's so much better.
Imagine you grew it yourself so it was like exceptionally fresh.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Yeah, like it's it is a lot better. Okay, so if, whenever you buy it at the shop, whether it's fresh or dried, it's already lost.
It's already lost a lot of nutrients.
So it's lost taste?
Lost taste and lost nutritional value. So suck on that.
Suck on that, suckers.
Yeah.
Green fingers.
Yes, that's a bit shit, really. But I suppose we'd never be thinking of herbs as for health benefits. We'd always only be thinking of it for cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Why so by nutritional value, you're talking about like...
Like vitamins and minerals.
Minerals. Because I didn't think about that at all.
I did, because there's a lot about that online.
Oh.
So like for us, it's very much cooking purposes, but loads of people swear by herbs for their different health benefits. Now, just anyone out there, I'll warn you, when you're searching for herb medicinal benefits... Everything will be about weed.
Yeah.
So you have to be more specific.
Was that a joke or were you being serious?
Like, I was being serious, but I thought it was funny.
Whenever you finish something with, ha, 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 it's generally not funny.
I'm just being like, that's good, isn't it?
No, that's comedy. Welcome to a comedy podcast, lads. This is what it's all about.
Anyway, so it's on a website called Maple and Mango.
Oh, Maple and Meeple.
Maple and Bumptious. Or triplets.
Yeah.
They were just saying about like how rosemary, for example, source of antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, boosts the immune system. Never really considered that.
Not at all.
Oregano, antiviral properties. Thyme is a natural diuretic. So, I don't know, if you're bloated, maybe it'll help you be unbloated. Parsley, which you like, vitamins A, C and K, and improves digestion. Okay. Basil, which we have a lot of.
Yeah.
Anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, all of that. So, yeah, that's where a lot of people will be coming at it from.
Okay. From the health benefits side of things. That.
What did you think about? Now that you are dying to talk because you've been... Your eyes have been glazing over when I've been speaking. Doesn't bode well for people listening.
No, it doesn't. People are like,
if you can't even listen to me.
And I have to, I'm stuck with you.
And you.
I choose to be stuck with you.
I live with me.
I'm bored with you.
You're not. I saw that instant regret on your face there. Being like, oh no, I don't want her to think I'm bored.
I don't want to be alone. I can't bear to be alone, please.
You can't say that. And then every 5 minutes being like, would you just stop talking to me, please?
Yeah, well, sometimes you do that. You keep chatting and I'm just like, fuck up.
Fuck up. No, that's you're the one that does that nowadays.
We're finished with the joke. You're still making the joke. Shut up. So I started with, is it worth growing your own herbs?
Okay. In what sense?
Well, like, should you bother?
Oh,
should you bother
right.
actually growing your own herbs, or should you just keep buying them?
Yeah. Okay.
To know.
Well.
And they said, yeah. And that's all you need to know about this episode. So that's thanks for listening.
End.
That's
thanks.
It, lads. Thanks. No,
thanks for listening. High five. Another one done.
Yeah.
Woo, that felt so short.
Ooh, that was really short.
That was an easy one.
Yeah. So anyway, scratch that. They were saying if you like to cook, then it is. Because like you were saying, better taste. They can be 100% organic.
Oh yeah, never even thought of that.
So you know exactly what's gone on them. Mm. What's gone on them, what's gone in them, what's
probably
gone
a lot of cat piss on ours.
Cat piss, hopefully.
Yeah.
It just makes things so much better. All the sweeter. And like you have cheaper herbs doing the bunny ear things.
Bunny ears, quotation ears.
Because you can just get high off your own supply.
Oh.
Yeah. Want loads of basil? Grow loads of basil. Eat loads of basil.
Yeah.
But
the thing is, I don't find that as a good reason, because aren't herbs really cheap?
Herbs are pretty cheap, but like you're spending what, $2.50 or something for a basil plant in...
That's true, and you kind of have to buy it every week then, because obviously it's not going to last.
It dies as soon as it gets
Yeah,
home.
That's true. Whereas you could buy...
But...
Go on.
There's a but, Stephanie.
Oh...
And with one T, not the two.
Oh.
So it takes a lot of time, effort, and sometimes equipment, depending on how heavy you want to go.
We don't have any equipment.
We don't. We're going to go get some.
Oh,
I actually looked it up as well.
Oh my God, we're going to get a little, like one of those little sets of like a little...
We can.
Shovel and thing.
Potentially. So like you can get things on Amazon.
Okay.
There's kits for like under €10. They all look kind of nice.
Perfect.
You can get some that are like €70, €150. So you can go fucking all out.
Fuck.
There's something called a hydroponic systems, which actually sound really cool and probably sound really cool. We're really just entering adulthood, aren't we? We're probably like, oh, how cool is the hydroponic water system?
We're going to have an episode on Hoovers next, aren't we?
Maybe. The Dyson Hoovers. Like, I know you'd have a fucking white on for that one. So hydroponic systems, they're soilless farming. So you're like growing herbs without any soil.
How
they require less space, less water, can be grown indoors or outdoors, and give you much better yields than traditional farming methods.
Fucking hell. So is it a machine kind of?
It's kind of, it just looks like a little fucking plants from the future, like, you know.
I
like
think I've seen that before.
It's a little tray with something over the top of it. So it kind of feeds nutrients into the herbs, and you just get way better yields from it.
That's cool.
The whole different episode. But anyway, there's kits that you can do as well.
Mm.
If we're going to grow them indoors at the start,
yeah,
we'll probably need an indoor light. You need to get enough light.
So do you grow them indoors just because they're too
well? If you start
delicate
them
or what?
As seedlings,
yeah,
you're supposed to start them growing, or seeds. Mm. Seedlings are like seeds that have grown a little bit. So they go
yeah.
from seed to seedling.
Oh.
Which evolves into Bulbasaur. So it depends, like you can start on seeds or seedlings, depends on how much time you have.
Okay.
So if you're willing to wait 8 weeks, seeds.
But,
2 weeks, seedlings.
But could you, because we're going to the garden centre for this, we're not buying the fucking supermarket plant.
No.
But can you just get those in the garden centre that aren't the seeds, like a plant?
I'd say so. I don't know. I don't really go to garden centres often, but I know you love one.
I love one, but sure.
An arboretum.
The arboretum in Carlow. My God.
You love it.
That is just one of the best places in Ireland.
I would actually go as far to say it's the top three most boring places in the southeast.
In the southeast.
It's so boring.
Sunny southeast. I absolutely love the arboretum. But do you know what? It's like going to the garden centre is a pure Sunday day out, and here they're closed on a Sunday, which is actually sad.
Yeah.
So it's Saturday, so we're going today instead. So messes with our whole day, and it's raining.
Mm.
So it's not going to be the fun day out.
As soon as you started talking about herb garden, you just turned into like a middle-aged mom. You're like, that's a real Sunday thing now. We go out with the kids and we have a look at the herbs in the gardens. Go out for drive,
no.
Go for spin.
Go for a spin.
That's you. Like.
You've been suggesting Sunday spins recently.
Every now and again.
Because, you know, I love them
so
much.
To keep you happy. So they, yeah, so some more tips.
Okay.
And growing your own thing. So you don't need to go in on these hydroponic systems, whatever. You can literally, we could get fucking tins of beans, drill a few holes in the bottom of them, and you could grow herbs from that. You could grow herbs from a teapot, from a fucking teacup if you wanted. So you can grow them in any container that you want.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Mm.
I kind of,
We've got a rake of jars there we might use.
We do. But you can't put holes in glass, really.
No, so I need to kind of figure that out. But I think if you put like...
Like probably just handier, just buy a pot.
Maybe. Terracotta pots apparently are the best.
Oh, and they look lovely.
Other tips.
Go on.
Only grow what you are going to consume a lot of and what actually grows locally.
Oh, what
so
grows locally?
Oh, I'm going to grow curry plant. I don't know what.
A curry plant?
I don't know. Is that a thing? Right. Curry leaf.
Does curry grow on trees?
Curry leaf plant.
You're thinking of like lime leaf, are you?
Don't know.
Lime.
Gonna have to look
but
this up.
What you mean curry? Like curry isn't
look
a,
like a fool.
Curry isn't a fucking vegetable. It's
curry,
a type of food.
Curry leaves. Someone's a bit of a fucking idiot.
It's going to say like bay leaf or lime leaf or something, isn't it?
No. Curry leaves are a thing. You idiot.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And do you know what? They help improve digestion and people don't really think about this for herbs and spices.
But they are rich in antioxidants.
Rich in antioxidants.
You just got lucky there.
Okay, yeah. But look. Grow whatever's going to grow locally.
Grow a curry on trees. Because as we know, Gary fucking loves curry.
I do love it. The other thing to know.
Oh, one.
Is some herbs are going to take over your fucking herb garden. So if you have them all in the one pot,
yeah.
Something like mint is going to be over fucking barren.
Really?
Yeah, a bit like you in a crowd.
In a crowd.
You in a group, you know.
Overbear.
You're the fucking mint fact. Everyone's like, yeah. Tone it down because you've only had two glasses of wine, but you're like, I can hold my drink better than you can. You're the mint.
I'm the mint.
You're the mint.
I don't mind being described like that. That makes me sound like I'm a good time.
The life of the party. You just are the party. You're a one person party that goes from place to place.
Oh, God.
Cilantro as well, which I think I would like to grow.
That's cilantro is coriander.
Coriander in the EU.
Yeah.
But not in the rest of Europe, just the EU.
Just the EU.
Just the EU. So you're either in or you're out. And then basil as well can kind of take over. Basil and cilantro are probably the only two things I want to.
Yeah. Like, do you use a lot of parsley? Because parsley keeps popping to mind.
Because you keep telling me I use a lot of parsley, but yeah. I don't.
You
really.
Don't really?
I use cilantro more than parsley.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't like that you're calling it cilantro. Because it's coriander.
Well, I'm reading my notes. Last thing.
You didn't remember all this off the top of your head.
No.
Like I did.
Cats.
Oh, God. Here we fucking go.
Cats are going to fuck with your herbs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
they don't stand a fucking chance.
Well, it depends on where we put them. Because like you could have a hanging pot. That'd be grand.
Okay. What about the birds? No.
Yeah, no, I don't know if birds really fuck with them. But like, let's say you have a cat in your house and you're putting your plants all in one pot by the window.
Yeah.
To get loads of light.
Yeah.
A cat might jump up and just start fucking with your plants.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And if they're all in the one pot and you have like mint and basil and coriander, mint might take the whole fucking thing over.
You know?
So you kind of need to be a bit cautious about where you do it.
Right, okay. Because we're in a village with absolutely loads of cats.
Yeah.
So even on our roof, cats can get onto our roof.
We could maybe do hanging pots.
Yeah, hanging pots sounds nice. Or what about, like what my sister Nicole had was one of those raised pots.
Yeah.
Like a planter thing, but it's up on legs, so it'd be too high up. Wouldn't be too high up for a cat, actually, would it?
No, nothing's too high for a cat.
Now I'm starting to freak out. I'm like, is there going to be like fucking worms and fucking spiders and shit in this? Lizards and stuff.
Well, I don't know about lizards, but like worms probably in soil, yeah.
Oh.
Worms are good for soil.
Yeah, but like we're going to be eating this stuff, Gary.
Yeah, but you're soaking everything else you're eating. All vegetables you're eating are growing in the ground.
I know, but we don't see that and I'm blissfully unaware.
You're such a fucking like...
Like I hate, oh God.
What?
Do you ever see like someone like post on Instagram and they're like, oh my God, there was a fucking shellacabookie inside my banana today.
Can you explain to the world what a shellacabookie is? Because not everyone knows.
Yeah, sorry. In Ireland, a snail is a shellacabookie. Is that not Osqueilga?
So I am literally from the same country as you.
Yeah.
And until we met at the tender age of 21. I'd never heard of shellacabookie. You were like, oh, and then there was shellacabookie. And I was like, what the fuck language are you speaking now? Because shellacabookie is not a thing.
Shella Kabuki, yeah. I think it's probably Irish. Or it's a colloquialism.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a fucking great word, Shella Kabuki.
Yeah. So you were like, oh, there's a Shella Kabuki in my banana.
Yeah.
How often do you see that? That someone opens a banana?
I don't see that, but I see people being like, they opened a bag of fucking spinach or something.
Right.
And there was a worm in it, or someone had like just a little spider, creepy crawly of some sort. And I'm just like, the chances are very high. Now, if we're growing them ourselves, I kind of was about to interrupt myself there.
I know, yeah. I was watching you struggle there. Like,
I took a breath to start a new topic and sentence typical, completely. But sorry, no. Because what happens a lot is there's little worms on our roof upstairs. I think birds must drop them or something.
Right. So what?
So I'm just like, our mint and basil and everything's going to be full of them. We're not growing mint, are we?
We're not going to grow mint. So the big seven, right?
Seven deadly sins.
That grow well as herbs. Herbs. Basil, chives, yes. Cilantro.
Oh, chives are a good one. We could do a load of egg mayonnaise sandwiches. Isn't that chives?
Chives, yeah. Chives actually would be a good one.
We'd never really use it, though. That's the only thing.
That's the thing. I think the thing we'd use most is probably coriander.
Coriander, basil.
Oregano.
Yeah. Oh, you can grow that. Don't know what that would look like.
It's like, there's no point trying to describe it.
No, don't. Audio medium.
Oh, rosemary thyme, which yeah. I don't use enough of that either.
No, but it'd be great around Christmas.
It would be nice around Christmas, yeah. When do you start growing them? Fucking now.
Oh.
Now's the time.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Right now.
In warmer climates, start growing them in February inside.
Okay.
In colder climates, March.
Okay, right. Isn't that funny how this episode just perfectly lined
just
up?
Just dropped.
It's like we planned it.
It's like we planned this. Couple of other tips.
Yeah.
How do you know, like the worst thing that people do is they water their herbs with a fixed amount of water every single day.
Yes.
What you're supposed to do is go one knuckle deep down to the first knuckle, which is just the first bend in your finger.
Oh yeah, that's a knuckle as well.
Apparently that's a knuckle. I had to research that.
Okay.
I did a lot of research around that today.
What?
Yeah.
What crazy. Do you do with that tiny knuckle?
You just go down as far as there, and if it's damp, don't need to water it. If it's dry, do need to water it.
And what if it's covered in cat piss?
Covered in cat piss and it's wet? I don't know. I'm not sure. Extra nutrients?
Oh yeah, maybe.
Potentially. You're supposed to move it once a week if it's in your window. There's like a lot of tips. We'll just put them on our Instagram because it's not fun to talk about. The other thing is you should look for a south or southwest facing window in your house to put them in.
Mm.
Do you know when people are like, oh, it's a lovely house, south facing windows. I am always like, how do you know?
Yeah.
And then I remembered there's a compass on my phone.
And?
All of our windows face east. So
east?
East. But that's not south or west.
North. South, no. So then this is north, south, east, west. East, west. Is shit.
So we need our windows to be facing on that wall and none of them, they all face.
There's another house there.
Yeah.
Oh, so they all face east, but they're not big enough windows anyway to have plants at.
No.
So we wouldn't be using them really anyway.
No, we wouldn't be using them. So they're going to be outside. But for people at home.
Yeah.
Get your compass. Find out where is south facing in your house.
That sounds fun. I want to start using the compass more.
Yeah, just do a bit of orienteering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, orienteering. The last thing is when you're growing plants indoors, so if you're going to grow them indoors all year round, they won't get nutrition from rain or soil.
Oh, no.
Bollocks. Fuck.
Ah, oh, shit! Jesus!
It's ruined! Fuck this!
Just fucking forget it, okay? Forget we even fucking tried.
So, you need to use fertilizer.
Okay.
It's better to give your plants a little bit of fertilizer, not too much.
And fertilizer is just something you can buy. It's not.
It's just something you can
shit in your.
It's just something you
hand
can, yeah,
and smear it.
Get out of your.
That was awful.
I know, yeah.
You don't just take a shit directly into your basil plant.
Don't do that.
Okay?
Don't do that. It's not going to be good.
If anyone out there is thinking that that will help,
yeah, it won't. It won't. So that's all the research. We'll share some tips again, as I say, on our Instagram page, at Should I Bother Pod.
Yes.
But we're going to go off now and we're going to fucking buy a little herb kit.
Yeah, we are. We're buying all the bits.
We're going to decide on what herbs we're going to grow.
Yeah.
We're going to grow them for a week and see how we get on. And is it a lot of fucking hassle? And is it something you should bother doing? And we'll report back.
Yeah.
Before the end of this episode.
We will.
But before all of that, let's play a little game.
Right. Anyway, people will be devastated to hear my turn to make the game.
Why? Your games have been good lately.
Your games are always better.
Stop fucking kissing my ass. Sick of it. You're such a... Look, you were a fucking kiss ass in school and you're a kiss ass now.
You're a fucking sycophant. What's that again? That's something bad, isn't it?
Is it like an elephant's...
a sycophant. Cousin? Elephant's first cousin.
A sycophant I've never heard of. Like a sick infant. Like as in like an infant that is able to skateboard and...
Oh, sick.
Like, sick infant.
Sycophant meaning...
Right.
Behaving or done in an... obsequious way in order to gain advantage. What the fuck?
Now we need to Google what obsequious means.
Yeah. Praising people in authority in a way that is not sincere, usually in order to get some advantage.
Oh. You see me as an authoritative figure? That's good.
Yeah. I don't.
You think I'm the boss?
So
that's
you
why.
Basically just uses a sycophant. The sycophant guy in your biology class might compliment the professor on her fabulous shoes as he hands in his lab report.
I've never anyway, heard that before. You're so well read.
Time for the game.
Okay.
So, all about herb gardens and all that.
Yeah.
What popped into my mind was homegrown Sylvester Stallone. And I just couldn't get that out of my mind.
Really
and
good.
I couldn't think of a game for that. And every time I tried to think of a different game name, I just was sitting there going, homegrown Sylvester Stallone.
I really wish you were doing a game where you're speaking like Sylvester Stallone.
Imagine.
Yeah.
God. And then I got further that I was like, oh no, come on. Come on. I can't think of a Sylvester Stallone game. So right. I need to move to something else. And then I got as far as homegrown Al Capone. And then I was like, no, I need something completely different.
Right.
So what I landed on was, I Herb, that's a really good movie.
Okay, that'll work. I still prefer Sylvester Stallone and Al Capone.
Homegrown Sylvester Stallone.
Well, let's see.
Yeah. Anyway, so speaking of herbs.
Right.
This is Pineapple Express quotes, fill in the blanks.
Oh, okay.
Because it's all about the herb.
Okay, yeah. Well,
the
good.
Herb.
Yeah, yeah. Which you said during the week. Since you can grow weed in Spain, should we do an episode on that?
Yeah.
It's not something that I ever thought you'd say.
No, but I just mean growing it, not partaking in it.
Okay, yeah. Growing it just because it looks nice.
No, and growing it and then becoming big fucking international drug dealers.
Oh, yeah. From one plant.
Well, you can have two.
Oh.
Our neighbor had a big fucking giant one here.
Yeah.
So, there's 9 quotes. I thought there was 10. There's 9.
Right.
And you need to fill in the blanks. So we watched this movie a few times, but that's around 10 years ago now at this stage.
When we first met, you were able to quote this movie a lot.
Yeah, too much. It was actually embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
I kind of made it my personality a bit.
Yeah. You thought you were really cool. You were like, oh, weed is cool, lads, isn't it?
I wore a t-shirt with Seth Rogen and James Franco. That said BFF and bubble writing. Remember
that? A blue t-shirt, wasn't it? You wore his pajamas though, didn't you?
Yeah, but still.
Eventually, when you realised how embarrassing it was.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
So I was the one that was able to quote it, but I'm going to ask you to quote it now.
Do you think we've alienated anyone who hasn't seen the movie?
Well, there's only 9. This will be short.
Okay.
So
it's all about that sweet, sweet herb.
It is all about that sweet, sweet herb.
It's a movie about weed, yeah.
It's a good movie, actually.
It's actually very funny.
It's actually a great movie.
Yeah.
Okay, number one.
Okay.
Ah, well, sir, I feel like a slice of butter melting on top of a big ol'...
Oh. A big ol'...
Blank, blank, blank.
I feel like a slice of butter melting on a big ol' stack of pancakes.
No. What? So close. A big old pile of flapjacks.
Oh, shit.
Bill Hader in the first scene.
In the first scene?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're
right,
testing
yeah.
marijuana on people to see what the effects would have.
Big old.
So, wrong, Gary.
Shit. Okay.
Wrong.
To be expected.
Okay. TBE. Yeah. Okay, number two. It's almost a shame to smoke it. It's like killing a blank with like a bomb.
I have no idea. It's like killing a blank with a bomb. Like killing a butterfly with a bomb?
No, it's like killing a unicorn with like a bomb.
But never got that.
No, that's why I didn't choose the obvious ones.
Why is a butterfly and a unicorn kind of in the
Well, because like butterflies and unicorns, they're all kind of like, oh, fantasy. Well, no, I know they're real, but like...
Butterflies, you know, they're fantasy animals.
They're kind of in the same wheelhouse, aren't they? Is that the word? Okay. Yeah, maybe. Maybe he went to blank. He was a little blank. He could have gone to blank.
That's so many blanks.
Okay, right. I'll take out one. Okay. Yeah, maybe he went to blank. He was a little fucker. He could have gone to blank.
Oh. Yeah, maybe he went to heaven. He was a little fucker. He could have gone to hell.
Yes.
Talking about his cat.
Talking about his cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. Okay. So that's three. You've got one right.
Okay.
So far.
Not bad.
So I hope this is... Oh, good for people who don't know the movie as well.
Not like.
It's not, but anyway, just watch it.
Right.
Okay, number four. Mm. The monkey's out of the bottle, man. Blank doesn't go back in the box.
Oh. The monkey's out of the bottle, man, was the name of your probably only playlist when I met you in college.
Yeah, that was the Spotify playlist I listened to on repeat.
I still listen to that sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good playlist. Yeah.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man. And what's back in the box?
Blank doesn't go back in the box.
Is it related to monkey?
No, but... No, it's not at all. But think of like box. What's a word that would go with the word box?
But we wanted to say Pandora.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Pandora doesn't go back in the box.
Holy shit.
Well done.
Wasn't expecting that.
Okay. As the further I get into this, the more I'm like, shouldn't have done something that was so niche. Yeah,
it's so sweet. Like, I mean, the quotes are hard. So unless you're a hardcore fan, it's going to be hard to get these.
It's niche and the quotes are even, I didn't pick the biggest quotes out of it.
Yeah.
But this one is a big one. Fuck blank, man. And it's an actor's name.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's always
yeah,
doing
yeah.
these impressions of blank.
Fuck that, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the guy who...
Wears glasses,
yeah.
Big Hollywood actor.
Oh, what is his fucking name? Fuck Jeff Goldblum, man.
Yes, well done. Yeah, well done.
That's good.
Okay, number six. We're nearly there, folks.
Let's keep going.
This is like the apex of the vortex of blank engineering.
Mechanical engineering?
No.
No idea.
Joint
engineering.
Engineering. This is like the apex of the vortex of joint engineering.
It's so specific.
So sorry. Okay, I'm going to quickly move on. So this is the product of blank. Of blankety blank. Two blanks. Hyphenated.
Is this like blank, if Dad yeah. had a baby?
Yeah.
And if those two... Babe, fucked?
Yeah.
I don't know. Northern Lights?
No. So this is the product of baby fucking? We're going to have to do a different game.
No. This is the game we've chosen.
No, we're going to have to do a different game. Okay. So the next James Franco is on the phone to Danny McBride. Is that his name?
Yeah.
He said, well, be careful, man. Be careful. We're... Blank, 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 blank. Safety first, then teamwork.
We're blank, 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 blank.
Four blanks. Blank, 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 blank.
We're best friends.
Where something.
Wear.
Be careful, man. Be careful. Wear.
Safety goggles.
Wear shoes in the house.
Stephanie. Like. That, like, I think even if I did watch this movie, like, once a month, I probably still wouldn't get that. Like,
I would have got that.
Would you?
Yeah, see, I probably wasn't the person to do this because I was coming from a point of, like,
someone who has quoted it a lot in the past.
Knew all these.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Oh fuck.
I regret this. No wonder people like your games more.
No, no,
they can
no.
actually play along.
Nobody says they like my games more.
Yeah, okay. Last one anyway, thank God.
Thank fuck.
Breathe a sigh of relief. What's up, blank blank?
Stephanie. What's up, blank blank? What's up, beef man? I don't know, like what?
It's... I'll just tell you. What's up, Sporty Spice?
Like, that, like, how am I ever going to get that?
Well, I was going to set the scene and be like, it's when Seth Rogen is talking to his girlfriend in school and that boy that's like always chatting her up. What's up, Sporty Spice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We should watch it.
Suck
watch
today's
it.
Dick. You know that guy?
Yeah. We should watch the movie again. And anyone who hasn't seen it that painfully, listen through this. You should maybe watch it too, because Steph might make another game about it. Who fucking knows?
I'm so sorry. Consider this my formal apology.
This was a fail. This was at the start, I was kind of like, yeah, yeah, it's fine. Should be okay. But as it went on.
Thanks for playing. I heard that's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Next week, Homegrown Sylvester
Stallone. Yeah. Tell me, what did you think about this? What did you think about this whole process?
We were sold a lie.
What were we sold?
That we'd have herbs in 3 days.
Yeah, 3 to 7 days.
Yeah, there isn't a hint of a herb up there now.
Not a fucking hint of one.
No. I'm kind of tempted to dig them up and see if they're growing at all. Like, are they even on the way up?
Yeah, like, so we got the seeds in a herb garden, not herb garden, in a garden centre.
Yeah.
We were having a fight at the time, so we didn't really discuss too much.
Yeah, my God, it was...
Some
it
crack.
Was awful. And it Perfect. Should have been a lovely experience.
Should have been.
But it was crap.
Buying our first seeds together.
Yeah.
It usually marks a milestone in the relationship.
So true.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So we went and bought the seeds. Didn't really chat about it.
No.
We got these little pots. Didn't really chat too much about them. They were just like, yeah, fine, whatever. Let's just
yeah,
get it.
It was crap. And that's a moment every little girl dreams of.
Yeah.
It and is. It was ruined.
It was ruined. We planted the seeds. But we you're supposed to crush the coriander seeds according to some video we watched.
Yeah.
I wonder, did we crush them too much? And maybe that's where they're not growing yet.
Like, how did they grow if they're crushed?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what does the soil do that makes them grow? Doesn't happen in the bag. See what I mean? Like, they're in a bag.
There's nutrients
and they're
in the
not
soil.
Growing. And then you put them in soil and they just grow.
But there's nutrients in soil.
Well, we didn't put in any nutrients.
No, they're naturally in the soil. And then, like, you put fertilizer in or something, that would make it grow. And light and water and stuff. And that
yeah,
makes
okay.
There's no light, water, or nutrients in the.
Fair, okay. Yeah, you got me there.
I fucking got you. I caught you.
Got you.
I got you again.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't, maybe it just hasn't been enough time.
Yeah, but it said, like, we specifically chose, when we looked at coriander and it was like seeds in 3 to 7 days. We're like, oh, perfect. Mm. It's been 6 days now.
Yeah.
And nothing.
No.
So, like, we did everything we were supposed to do at the beginning.
Yeah.
Planted them, put the soil in,
yeah.
Crushed them up, put a bit of water on, coriander and parsley. Parsley, we expected it would take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
We have it on the roof in the sunshine.
Yeah.
You were poking your fingers in to see if it was wet.
Yeah. That's like shit. Wait, like,
I think that might have been the issue.
Stephanie, you put the whole packet in. We're going to have a fucking massive 2 bushes upstairs now when it does grow. I think I still am holding out that it's going to grow. Like,
I don't know. I kind of think they're duds or something.
I don't know.
Or I kind of think we did something wrong, or a cat pissed on it, because there's just no sign of life.
There's nothing, no.
At all, like.
I still, like, in my head, this whole thing has been easy enough, because what you do, you go buy seeds, you put them in soil and you throw a bit of water over them, and then you keep an eye on them every few days. If the soil is getting dry, put a bit more water in. It is an easy process.
Yeah, but if they don't grow, they don't have any results. Exactly. So doesn't even count.
That's the thing. So if they don't grow, then it's kind of like, maybe this is harder to do than you realize.
Yeah. So then if it's like you need to really pay a lot of attention to them day in, day out.
Yeah.
Just have kids instead. You, easier.
You don't have the attention for things like this.
No.
You really don't.
I really don't. I've like, they were gone out of my memory the minute we planted them and we came downstairs.
Because I was going to say, you haven't fucking looked at them since.
No,
I haven't. You haven't at all.
Well, I have that one day with you.
That one day when you were going up to check the washing and I was like, I'm making a video now for the herb thing. And you were like, oh yeah, okay, yeah. You completely forgot about them.
What's the worst out of all of this is I bought a nice pink flower.
Oh yeah.
With the herbs. Yeah. And like, that's just died a fucking death.
It hasn't died at all. There's new flowers coming out of it, like.
Is there? Because like every time I say anything about it, you're like, it's grand, would you look at it? And I'm like, okay, let's just take a minute, cut the shit. It looks worse than it looked when we got it.
Yeah, it does.
It's windy, petals keep falling off, and now a load.
It's not that windy.
No matter what I say, you're like, it's grand, it's perfect, it's not that windy.
I didn't say it's perfect.
It looks amazing. Look at it. Look at that nice flower I've ever seen.
It's a flower, right? It'll grow. It keeps just growing. Petals fall off. The flowers
yeah,
grow.
But maybe it doesn't need to be in direct sunlight, and it is in direct fucking sunlight.
Maybe you're right.
The thing is,
if you went up and actually paid some attention to our plants since we got them, I feel like a single parent up there.
Oh my god.
To our little garden.
Yeah, but you knew what you were getting into when you took the upstairs office.
Right.
So with that, like, office is a stretch. But there's a little room up there with a wardrobe door on with legs on it.
That's the desk.
That's the desk. Yeah. And it has a big dip in the middle.
Yeah.
But that's the better place to work, surprisingly, as shit as it sounds. That's the better place to work. So if you're up there, you're beside the roof. So you have certain responsibilities to go out and look after the herbs.
Listen, I actually don't mind doing it. Even when we were minding cats for our neighbours, they had herbs and plants, and I just assumed the role of the gardener. I don't know why, but I actually like it.
Yeah, you got some fucking weird kick out of that, didn't you?
I actually do get a kick out of watering them, yeah. Yeah, a kick out of... I find it, and I think this is maybe how removed we are from...
Nature.
Nature, maybe, or just how the fucking world works, that it still surprises me that, oh, I can plant something and it'll grow. Like, I can grow my own food. What? I don't need to buy it at a shop.
Yeah, I get that.
Dumb, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's like,
then it's like, can I really eat this? Is it real? Like, can I eat this as much as I can eat the basil in the shop? I can eat this basil as well.
That's how far away we are from production. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking mad.
It's actually embarrassing.
The carrot grew. I can grow a carrot in the ground myself.
And
what?
Eat that?
And eat the fucking thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, so... I don't know. I have a little tinge of anxiety about this whole thing being like, not anxiety, it's probably a bit much, but I'm
okay?
Like, come on, nothing's happened, come on, bro, are you going to grow? Is this a waste of my time? Grow.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Oh, you all right?
I think I'll get you. We also didn't start growing this inside.
No, because we were like, oh, sure, it's so sunny outside, it's perfect conditions.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just fucking scorched or something.
Yeah.
Been roasting.
The other thing as well, you said perfect conditions there, and when we were trying to plant the whole thing, you were talking like you plant things all the fucking time and you haven't a fucking clue. And when we have it done, then you completely forgot about it. That's how little of a shit you give. That's how little you actually know about the whole thing. Bullshit,
I didn't have the patience for like a fucking 10-minute video on planting coriander. I was kind of like, put the seeds in the soil and water it and just be done with it.
You didn't know if that was the right thing to do.
And was it? Yeah.
You assume. It's like when you're cooking. And when you add that bit in, you're like, no, that's not important. Like, that makes a difference. Like, they say it in the thing for a reason. Like,
are you bringing up the Thai curry the other day that you were dying to make because you love to eat it and I made it wrong?
It's not that you made it wrong. It's just...
You made it crap.
As soon as I walked in the door, I was like, okay, what step are we on? Oh, this one. Have you added in those things? You're like, no, that's the next step. I'm like, no, it's not. You didn't read the recipe.
First thing I put in the pot, it burned. I put in the garlic, it said leave it in for a few seconds, and I was like, a few seconds is nothing.
like, just so follow.
I left it in for like a minute and it was black.
You don't know better. Do you know what I mean? That's the fucking point here. Just follow someone who knows what to talk about. Something
okay,
you do.
Okay, right. So if, okay, I'm wrong there.
You are fucking wrong. 100%.
Yeah, okay, I'm wrong. Remember this, oh, right? Because right. I'm saying, I'm admitting I'm wrong now.
Right.
Next time there is a situation where you're wrong,
right.
You have to, you
I
have to
do.
Admit.
I always
shut
do.
The fuck up. That is just.
Definitely, I always do.
That is lousy.
What do you mean?
You don't. We're going to have to pause this to have a fucking blazing row.
Do you know what I saw the other day that
what?
I wanted to share on our page, which I thought was really funny?
This isn't going to be funny.
That's, brace yourself. This is definitely not going to be funny. When there was a couple and whenever they have a fight, they have to wear party hats. They put on party hats and it's really hard to take each other seriously then and be in a bad humor.
That's so
good.
A good
idea.
It is, but like in the moment, if I handed you a party hat and was like, put that on, you'd be like, fuck yourself.
Probably.
Fuck your party hat.
Still, I still think we should see if it's worth bothering doing.
Okay.
Anyway, side topic.
That's a good one. Mm. I think you'd lose your fucking shit if I tried to give you a party
I
hat.
I think I would, yeah.
In the middle of a fight.
Stomp on it.
Yeah.
I did ask.
Well, that makes sense. So nice.
Yeah, I know. Nice
I fucking stomp on
it. I asked ChatGPT.
Oh.
So I said, ChatGPT, I live in, well, not live, I'm in this place. At the moment, I planted seeds on Monday, Tuesday. I planted a few days ago, whatever day it was. And how long, like, should it be grown by now or not, given the weather conditions and the date, blah, blah. And it was like, for coriander or cilantro, depending on where you're from, it should take 7 to 20 days.
What?
Mm, it's been like 6 for us.
Yeah, but the package says 3 to 7.
The package is, that's who we have our beef with.
Yeah, it is actually. Let's go back down to the garden centre because it's their fault.
Yeah. Parsley, 2 to 4 weeks.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, so like.
But we won't even want parsley then.
Yeah, I know. We only wanted it for the episode. But
let's just fucking throw them in the bin.
The other thing one of our listeners is saying, Helen, core listener.
Yeah. Go on, Helen.
Hi, Helen. She said it's better to water them from the bottom. Herbs like to be watered from the bottom.
Yeah,
like you,
she said from the bottom up. And it's like, because you often see people put like a little plate or a little dish or something under a pot with water. And then it's like the plant takes what water it needs.
Mm.
So let's do that with it today.
Yeah.
Especially because it's really sunny out there now. So they're probably just drying up.
We've got like 2 weeks. We might not see coriander or parsley for another 2 weeks. Like,
oh god!
I think this requires patience that maybe
we don't have.
So, well, you fucking don't have. I probably have, nah.
Would you call yourself a patient person? No.
With different things. With this, maybe.
With this, maybe, but
technology,
just
no.
As a person,
probably not. No.
No. Let's tear you down for a while.
Yeah. So tell me this, Stephanie,
and tell me no more.
Beanage. We're talking should I bother beans that you planted the ground that grow into a beanstalk.
Yeah, these beans
are made for walking.
Are made for
planting.
I'm so sorry. I'm giving it a 1.
No.
Yeah.
Do you think you're giving it a 1 because you forgot all about it and you don't give a fuck about it?
I'm giving this a 1 because why the fuck would you bother doing this when you can just go to the shop and get them for €1.
Oh my god.
I know in part one we were like, oh, the health benefits, blah, blah, blah. You have your own food. It's there, blah, blah. Yeah. I just do not see the point. You don't have much going on.
Oh
right?
My god.
So this is a bit of excitement in your day,
yeah,
and in your life. Going up to check the plant, be like, any sign? Hello in there, any sign, guys? Still nothing. But you're going to like, oh well, I'll check tomorrow. And you just keep plodding up and down those little steps, having
won't.
A fucking great time.
Because you won't.
Right? So right. For someone like you, grand.
Yeah.
Me, couldn't give a flying fuck.
Thank
about
God you're
this.
In my boring life. Because you make things so exciting. You don't have time for this with all the things going on in your life. You're so exciting. You're out just fucking.
I'm down here doing
Knievel.
Washing up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually giving this a 4 out of 5.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. The only place it loses a point is the requirement of patience at the start.
Sorry.
Right.
You're giving this a 4 out of 5 and you haven't even seen a single herb.
I know.
Nothing has even grown.
But hear me out.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
So even though nothing's grown yet.
Okay. New faith.
I'm honestly still a bit excited about this.
Okay, yeah.
I still am optimistic that something's going to grow.
Yeah.
If it's like 7 to 20 days and 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It hasn't been 2 weeks yet.
No.
I still feel like something's going to sprout and we're going to be happy, right?
Okay.
And like, there's nothing but con or nothing but pros here, right? Don't get hung up on the fact that I slipped up there.
Oh, brilliant slip.
Don't get hung up
nothing
on that.
Nothing but cons here, lads. This is a fucking con.
There's not.
This whole fucking thing. 3 days, my arse.
Right, so first of all, it's cheap.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
I'll
like,
give you that.
What did it cost us, like?
I don't know, I paid anyway, so of course you think it's cheap.
You fuck off, like. Between the seeds, the pots, and a plant, I think we paid €13.
Yeah.
Like, it's cheap.
That is cheap.
And soil as well.
Mm.
Fucking 10 litres of it.
Yeah, we've too much soil.
Too much soil. We actually have way too much
I'm
soil.
I'm actually glad you do like this, because at least that soil will go to good use.
Yeah, but we might actually be growing more if this is successful.
Yeah.
It's a nice little project.
Yeah.
To be fair, it doesn't require that much time.
No, you know, it doesn't. Like a minute a day.
Yeah. Like, not even. I don't even need to. Yeah, probably a minute a day. Go up and just check and see if it's okay. So the other thing is you can eat whatever's grown out of it.
Yeah.
Right? There's probably going to be some results that we'll be happy with.
Yeah.
And it's fucking decorative, you know?
That's true.
We're looking for I knew you'd get you on the aesthetics. You're all about the look.
Yeah.
You're just all style, no substance.
Exactly. That's
you,
right? That's me. It sums me up.
That sums
look
you
at
up.
Me. Look how stylish I am.
Look how fucking stylish you are.
Haven't been wearing these pants for like 5 years.
5 years. Probably more. Actually. Maybe more. So I think it's like a 4 out of 5.
Okay, right.
Nothing's growing yet. Obviously, we're going to keep... I'll keep giving sort of maybe a weekly update on our herbs to see how it's going.
I kind of feel like...
You feel bad now, do
a
you?
Bad person.
Why?
Because I'm just like... I feel like if I was at one with nature, I'd be interested in this. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's the kind of person I want to be.
Yeah.
Someone who's like, oh, I'm just going to... Do you know the way people say, like, if you talk to plants and stuff, that they grow more?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not, but there's something to put to the test. But I kind of wish I was that kind of person. That's a good kind of person, I think.
You're the reason that this podcast sometimes tries things like worshipping the moon and tarot cards. And you want to have this idea of, like, yeah, it's the universe giving us things. We talk to plants and more about nature.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit. Like,
I know.
It's just... Literally, biologically, we put this in the ground, it will grow.
Yeah, but is there not something about like the vibrations from your voice?
This is not Avatar, like.
Penetrate the soil.
No, what are you talking about? Like,
I think it's like they're living beings, so show them some love, guys.
That's just such fucking bullshit.
I know. Kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
Hard to believe that
it's not
bullshit.
True.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, God. What a
should
laugh.
You bother growing a herb garden? Depends on who you're more like.
Yeah. If you're more like Gary, yeah. If you're more like me, just don't even think about it. Just forget about it like I know you will.
A hardcore, exciting rebel like Stephanie?
Yeah.
Don't bother with this.
Don't bother. Get back to fucking doom scrolling social media.
Yeah. So that's it. We'll be putting up on our Instagram at Judy Butterpot. Little updates about our herb garden every now and again.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's going to be the start of something big.
This could be the start of something new. What's that? I changed tune there about 50 times.
What is it?
It's a High School Musical.
Oh, okay. Another thing you shouldn't bother doing, watching that. If you enjoyed this episode, what actually goes a long way is sharing it with a family member, a friend.
Yeah.
Just texted someone on WhatsApp being like, have you bothered listening to Shoulda Butter?
Yeah.
Text
to them, no context.
Yeah.
Just be like, you need this.
You actually thought of you. Hope you're okay, X.
Colonic irrigation?
Yeah.
Thought of you.
Thought of you. Full of shit. We reference the episode too much, don't we?
I know, but it's kind of... I think we kind of got a trauma bond over it.
Episode 95.
What the actual fuck?
Like, there's 94 other episodes we can reference. We keep talking about clonic irrigation. Yeah. The shittiest of all.
But we keep talking about clonic irrigation, the 5 a.m. club, yeah. Andrew Huberman morning routine. Like, there's a few that have really stuck in our brains, and I don't know why.
Same.
Maybe because they're the most downloaded.
Maybe.
That could be it, actually. That
could be
but
it.
But there's so much there, like Mai Tai.
Mai Tai.
BJJ.
Yeah.
Salsa.
Yeah.
Can't think of anything else.
We don't do anything.
Paddle.
You going to play a bit of paddle. Next week, we're going to be talking about aerial yoga.
Oh,
what the fuck is that?
Oh, my God.
Another fucking yoga episode.
Another yoga episode.
It's not even yoga, is it? Who fucking knows what it is?
We'll tell you next week, lads.
Yeah. So.
Just so fucking hold on to your horses.
Hold on to your horses. No, Cheltenham's on there soon. Well, it's already been on at this stage, yeah.
When this is out, jeez, we're fucking way ahead of ourselves.
No.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening is what Gary's trying to say.
That is it, yeah. It's so condescending when someone's like, I think what Gary's trying to say is...
Yeah, and if you don't mind, Gary, I'm just going to jump in there. What he's trying to say, and so correct me if I'm wrong, is...
you're wrong, yeah, you're wrong.
You're fucking wrong, yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks, love you, bye.
Bye.
Bye.